The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other but He.' And to love with your heart, and with your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. My dear friends, Archbishop Gomez knows the pastoral needs of your parish, and confident in the qualifications of Father Ricky Viveros, has appointed him as your new pastor. As auxiliary bishop of the San Gabriel Pastoral Region, it is with joy that I now present him to you. Pray for your new pastor daily, that he continue his priestly ministry in faith, hope, and patient endurance. Your prayers and support are the foundation of his leadership among you. Pray that God's Holy Spirit may pour forth upon him the gift of fortitude as he serves you. I invite you to express your support for your new pastor and to welcome him with your applause. Now, for those of you who don't know, Father Ricky and I were classmates in the seminary, so I know he is very well qualified, but I have a surprise for him. Don't look at me like that. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. And hello to Father Ricky's parents and family, too. Now, I know Father Ricky travels, and I'm not saying this is you, but we all know somebody when they travel that they like to have one of these. Not an ordinary flashlight. This flashlight people will take with them whether they're going to a hotel or an Airbnb to see what housekeeping missed. I make no eye contact. Invariably, people find out there was something invisible to the naked eye, that this little ultraviolet light is able to pick up, which is great. If you were at Mass on Friday for the Feast of All Saints, you would hear that you would hear in the first reading on Friday how the faithful were all marked with the seal on their forehead. In a way, that's us. Because when we're baptized, we're washed in the water, anointed with oil, and we have a seal on our heads, which is not visible either, not even with one of these. Not even with one of these can you see where we were anointed on the day of our baptism. And that's not a problem. The problem is when there's no way to tell. The problem is not that this thing cannot pick up the fact that we are children of God. The problem is when nothing can pick up the fact that we're children of God. When people could look at us and talk to us and hear us and watch us live our lives and still never know. Ideally, we live our lives in such a way, not that this thing will pick it up, not that anything would register necessarily externally, but maybe that people wouldn't even think of wanting to check. That it would be so clear that it would not even register, I wonder if I should check if that person is a child of God. Because of how we live our lives. And our gospel today gives us a recipe, a guideline, steps to follow of how to make it clear that we are children of God. Love God, love neighbor. We've known this for 2,000 years. And so sometimes when we hear the gospel, you need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. People go, okay, I know, love God, check. Love neighbor, check. We know it. We may even know that Jesus did not come up with this on the spot, that Jesus took two commandments, one from the book of Deuteronomy, one from the book of Leviticus. We heard Deuteronomy in our first reading today. What Jesus did was put them together. What we don't always know is what an innovation that was for Jesus. Innovation because it greatly simplified the life of people who wanted to follow him. You may have heard that in the Jewish law, there were 613 commandments, not just 10, 613. 365 things you should never do. 248 things you should always do. That adds up to 613. And when Jesus is asked, what is the one most important commandment in the law? Jesus is trying to cut through all that, not just for the benefit of the guy asking the question, but for all of us. But it's about more than just saving brain cells, okay? It's not just so people don't have to remember. Another blessing of Jesus giving us these great two commandments is it gives us freedom. It takes the pressure off. It lets us be creative. And you don't usually hear people use the word creative and commandment in the same sentence. But as an example, if you go into a great restaurant, you will find a waiter or a maitre d' who is empowered to do whatever they need to do to make the customer happy. Father Ricky will know that if you go to Disneyland, the mark of a great cast member is somebody who goes out of their way, not just following rules, but to do what it takes to make the guest happy. And what Jesus is inviting us to think about by boiling down the commandments into these two great commandments, he's telling us if you really have at heart a love of God and you really have at heart love of neighbor, you can be creative. As long as that's what you're trying to do, the rest will come out as serving God. Don't go crazy. But instead of worrying about 613 commandments, Jesus is telling his audience, focus on those two, and the rest will fall into place. Now, what does it look like when you love God? What does it look like when you love your neighbor? I would say that one of the best places to see that is right there where you're sitting, because a parish church is the site of lots of loving God and lots of loving neighbor. You come here not just any Sunday. You come here any day of the week, and there are people loving God, whether it's coming to Mass, going to confession, taking time for private prayer, a lot of different things that they do because they love God. But it's also a place of loving neighbor. And I'm not just saying sliding into the pew so someone gets a better seat. Out in the parking lot, all the things posted up in the vestibule, the announcements you hear at the end of Mass, every single one of those things is an opportunity. This is how we can love our neighbor. And so, in that sense, this parish church, with this particular gospel reading for today, is really a great context for us to celebrate this installation of a pastor. Because the job of the pastor is to make sure this loving gets done. To oversee the love of God, not just by praying for the Dodgers, but by all the different ways that you preside at Mass? All the sacraments? Yes, it did. But also to make sure this loving of neighbor is happening. The job of the pastor is to make sure people are loving God, make sure people are loving their neighbor. And when they do these things, they're making the invisible visible. They're making that identity that all of us have as children of God visible, not because of any external device, but because people can see through the way we live our lives that we are children of God. So that's part of the job of the pastor, helping that to be visible, making sure that it happens. And then the other part is making sure that all the parishioners know they are children of God. Because the pastor listens to you. The pastor empowers you. In this parish, Father Ricky is not going to do every single thing. Father Ricky presides over a parish where lots of things get done by lots and lots of different people. And that's part of the identity of being children of God. So today we celebrate that identity. We celebrate that goodness of the parish. And we celebrate Father Ricky as the next pastor of Holy Family Church in South Pasadena.